Greenstar.ie.
Hello there. How are you? Okay, so today's going to be another cold day. It's going to be mainly dry. A little bit of frost and fog out there that will clear a little later on. It feels very cold. It's about 4 degrees, 4 or 5 degrees. Roads seem to be in pretty good nick this morning, though. But you know the usual, take it easy, because there's probably black ice everywhere. And a bit of white ice, too, you know, just to balance things out. 6:04. Welcome to Tuesday. How's everyone doing today? We've got a busy show. Lots going on. Another chance for you to go to South Africa, Cape Town, for the ultimate safari of your dreams. And we have another incredible prize to give away. More of the details on that on the way. Morning! The KC Show. 0868 104 106. That's our number. Train Drive-By kicks it off. Only on Coast Red. An elderly Chinese woman has awoken from coma, speaking fluent English, but cannot remember the language she's spoken all her life. How is this possible? Seriously? She's a retired teacher. Her name is Li Zhenlu. She's 94. She was left unconscious for 2 weeks after she had a stroke. Doctors weren't sure if she was even going to wake up, but sure enough, she arose, but speaking perfect English.
This is unbelievable. There was a guy in Newcastle. He was a Geordie, proper Geordie, like, no, walking around going, "You're going on a bike of groove," and like giving it the whole, "The fog and the time's all mine." And he went on a session, ended up banging his head.
Okay.
Out for a week, woke up, banging out Chinese left, right, and centre.
Please tell me he was still in a Newcastle accent. Bunching Wow, man. Chango, man. Do we know? Can you look that up, please? That would be amazing. how does this happen? This is just—it's fascinating stuff. It really is.
I just have this idea that it's like pre-programmed in your head.
How could it change?
Languages like that.
You're pre-programmed to speak Chinese if you bang your head, just as a backup language.
Just like if you bang your head, it could be like, I don't know, Spanish might come out. I don't know. Doesn't make sense.
It must be something to do with your subconscious mind hoovering up all these phrases and words. Like all of those years I've spent watching Takeshi's Castle, it means that if I bang me noggin, I'll be fluent in Japanese. Takeshi's Castle, whatever it's called. It's a great TV show.
Oh, God.
So, when are you going to wake up from your coma? What language are you going to speak? If you want to email the show, if there's anything going on in Cork that you want us to mention or to talk about, it's kcshow@redfm.ie. Drop us a line anytime. I got an email yesterday afternoon from a guy called Mark Dineen. Mark is 16. KC, 16 years old, love radio and music, and I'm just wondering if you could advise me on the best way to get into radio. Mark, the only advice I can give you about this industry is to run very far away from it. There are two options. What did I do? Well, you can set up your own little garden shed pirate radio station, which will compete with this show. So please don't do that. We need all the listeners we can get. Or the other thing you could do, which got me thinking about an episode of my past radio experience, hospital radio.
Hospital radio, yeah.
Yep. Get yourself into a hospital radio station. There is one in town, isn't it? The CUH of
Yeah,
own.
Up in CUH, yeah.
A fine operation. But many, many years ago, I remember a hospital radio. There was a very unfortunate incident where, let's just say it was me, that played a song and a request. I have to go back to my 15-year-old DJ voice now, okay, again. So, big shout out to Michael, who's gone in for his heart transplant today. Michael, this is for you. Right here on Hospital Radio Mayo. I'd also like to say a big shout out to Dave Tobin. Dave's gone in for a vasectomy today. Dave, from all your friends and family.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
That's for you, Dave. Dave Tobin. More inappropriate hospital radio requests. Joe has got massive ears and he's gone in for an operation tomorrow to get them pinned back. Good luck, Joe. Holding back the ears. Thinking of the fear.
You're a bad man.
That's for you, Joe, holding back the ears. And Mark said. Mark set on his son's incredible Hulk figurine and has gone into hospital to have it extracted. This is for you, Mark. Have a good one. Something inside so strong. I know that I can make hospital radio. It's the way forward, Max. So, 10 past 7 this morning, I've got a clue that is going to win you a trip to Cape Town, South Africa. We've only got 3 days left, folks, to get you into the grand final. A lot of people from this week and last week already into the final. Good few winners yesterday making their way through to Friday night's big event. We're going to give you a clue. This clue will contain an animal. For example, yesterday you will find me possibly in a Corona song. And lots of interesting, wild and unusual and very inaccurate answers came in, but it was listen, deer. Deer, a little deer. Nice. See, so something along the lines of that. As easy as that. 10 past 7 this morning, get it correct. We're sticking you into the grand final for what will be the greatest trip of your life. You're going to South Africa. You're going on safari. It is phenomenal. The amount of stuff you're going to do. Once in a lifetime opportunity. And you can win it only here. 10 past 7 this morning, we'll do the clue. We'll have a winner before 9 o'clock. 11 o'clock this morning. With Neil Prendeville again is another opportunity for you to play right throughout the afternoon with Phil and Dave on Drive as well.
Jess, good morning.
Hi, morning.
I don't know. I once saw a movie. I think it was The Godfather. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
One of the bad guys woke up and they had cut the horse's head off and they put it down at
and
the
woke
end.
Woke up in the bed, yeah.
Yeah. Now, that came into my mind when I heard about you. You know why, don't you?
Yeah, it was a few years ago, and my boyfriend at the time obviously wasn't very good at getting gifts and didn't know what to get me probably, and went into the English Market and got me a cow's heart.
So how did he present this to you, please? How did it...
As probably the butcher had given it to him, and he said it was because he didn't know what to get me, and instead of Joe getting a big heart box of chocolates or something, he was a tangible big heart,
So did this come wrapped in a box?
No, paper from the butcher from the English Market.
And was it wrapped up in a bow or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
So just talk us through how he gave it to you. Do you recall that event?
Yeah, handed it to me and said, happy birthday.
And this is at home, and you put it down on the table, and
yeah, and there was a big, giant cow's heart, and I will never forget the smell of it. And I'm actually a vegetarian, so to make matters worse,
did you scream?
I think I was just very, very shocked.
Did you find it romantic, endearing?
I think it was just a complete shock. He meant well, but. It was certainly different and very memorable.
How long did that relationship last, incidentally?
4.5 years.
What else did he give you besides a cow's heart? I mean, clearly he couldn't cut out his own, although I imagine on that day you wished that he had.
Maybe. After that, I picked my own gifts.
That's a good idea.
And I was very concerned that he couldn't embellish or... add any extras. It was specifically what I picked out.
Which would have been a nice bit of jewellery, box of chocolates, flowers, a weekend break. And whatever became of that cow's heart? I mean, you clearly didn't eat it being vegetarian. Although, listen, I'm not vegetarian and I wouldn't eat it. I mean, what happened to it?
It ended up going into the bin.
You didn't try and make him eat it?
No, just the smell of just meat and blood. It was a very big heart.
Yeah, they are big. And I think that maybe he had a big heart as well. And his gesture was probably well meant.
Very memorable.
It's the kind of
thing
that it's the kind of thing that a hormonal teenager probably would do. In an act of love. But your relationship with him fizzled out, did it ultimately?
It did, but we're still friends. Yeah.
Well, that's one of the weirder gifts. It's even better than a big box of Daz, a cow's heart.
Yeah.
His heart was in the right place. But listen, I appreciate the call. Stay listening, all right?
Take care. Bye.
Cheers. Take care. There's a crazy world out there. You can be damn sure of that.
Just turned midday to the newsroom. Here's Lana O'Connor.
Thanks, Neil. Speed limits cut in North Cork housing estates, and in sport, must-win game for UCC in the Fitzgibbon Cup.
Cork on 104 to 106 FM, online and on the Red FM app. This is Red FM's news feed.
30 km an hour speed limits are to be introduced on a pilot basis in 5 North Cork housing estates.
Arriving into work at Black Hands is a story in that in 20 minutes. Weather-wise, it's going to be cloudy and overcast. City and county today, a little bit of fog in some parts. It's going to be a dull, cloudy Tuesday. We're looking at temperatures of 6 to 8 degrees in light, mostly southeast or southerly breezes. Tonight, it's going to continue mostly dry and cloudy. Mist or fog, patchy drizzle will affect along the coastline. Lowest temperatures, 0 to 4 degrees, with slight frost locally in light, southeasterly breezes. I've taken all the ads, which means between now and 1, we're going to try and get in about 15 non-stop hits, and we've got some great classics on the way, including Soul Asylum, Runaway Train, and right now kicking us off, it's Taylor Swift, Red FM.
Back to the music. 5 hits non-stop. Cork's Red FM.
Nice to meet you, where you, and I'll write your name.
Commercial free. You're listening to another commercial free hour. Cork's Red FM.
Red FM now with a bigger mix of Cork's hit music. That's Song 5, One Republic and I Lived. And thank you to Mary and Maxall. Did me a really nice, good deed this morning. Puncture, you go to the boot of the car and you can't find the jack. That's what happened to me this morning. So Black Hands, Dirty Hands, got the wheel changed. And thanks to Mary and Maxall in Blarney for helping out. Hits on the way. We got new music from the Coronas. Also Bruno Mars as we continue non-stop with Madness. Red FM.
I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do.
Red Carpet, your showbiz update.
Hozier has already landed himself in US gossip columns after getting close to none other than man-eater Taylor Swift. The international pop star is known for dating a string of celebrity men like Harry Styles, John Mayer and Jake Gyllenhaal. But this week she sent the rumour mill into overdrive after hanging out with Hozier. The Take Me to Church singer performed at the Grammys over the weekend and he was later spotted with the Shake It Off singer at an exclusive after party. Sources told People magazine that the pair looked very cutesy together when they were seen at Sam Smith's exclusive post-Grammy bash, but another insider revealed that they are just friends. Game of Thrones stars are warning fans that they can expect to be surprised and even double-crossed by the new series of the fantasy show. The fifth series will kick off in April, and speaking at the Berlin Film Festival, Maisie Williams says the cast won't tell anyone what's in store, no matter how many times they ask.
They say, what's happening in the new series? And like, you could have asked anything and I can't answer that, and I feel really bad because I've got to go now, so. Yeah, I guess that's the question that just know if you're going to ask someone from Game of Thrones, I'm not going to tell you the answer.
On the red carpet in Cork, I'm Izzy Showbizzy.
Red FM.
Red FM, non-stop hits. I've taken out the ads, and that is Song 9, new from Danny and the Lads, the Coronas, How This Goes, from the new album, The Long Way, and they're live in Cork, Marquee this summer. I've got a club classic on the way from Robert Miles, Nico and Vince, as we do non-stop hits with Ellie Goulding. It's Burn, Red Hits.
We don't have to worry about nothing. We got the fire.
Safari Survival with Travel Focus, where great service costs nothing extra.
Friday, we're having the final. Dave Mack Drive, we're going to be live from 4 p.m. Are you going to be joining us with the rest of our finalists who've made it through every day? Here's what you got to do. You got to figure out the mystery animal that we have got lined up for you. And I have a clue for you, because this holiday is from... We're going to organise everything, from getting you over there to South Africa to getting, you know, getting meet and greet at the airport and organise your transfers. You're going to be checking into the Southern Sun waterfront. Have a look at some of the pictures. It's in Cape Town. It's beautiful. You'd want to know, because you're going to be spending 4 nights there, pampered. We've got a half-day city tour with Table Mountain. Also, we have got Cape Peninsula. You're going to be touring there for a day. We have dinner organised at Richard's Supper Club. And we have 6 days for the Inspirational Garden Tour. And return transfers, because this is the best part. Port Elizabeth, where are you heading to? The Game Reserve. This is the safari part of your holiday. We have 2 nights full board organised, including game drives there at the Game Reserve. Amazing. My clue is this. I'm curious and animated. Safari and your name right now to 086 8104 106, along with the mystery animal you think we're talking about. I'm curious and animated. Safari Survival with Travel Focus. We'll find out how you're getting on in 20 minutes.
The KC Show when you wake up. Neil Prendeville from 9 a.m. and Cork's hit music all day long. This is Red FM. Wake up to the KC Show. Cork's Red FM.
Can't be sleeping, keep on waking without the woman next to me.
Neil Prendeville from 9 a.m.
What a great photograph. Tell me all about it.
I'm living on Woolstone Street, yeah. And out my kitchen window in the back is the Shandon Bells. My sister looked up and she said, I can't believe what she's looking at. And there was somebody climbing up into the corner of it. You could see him kind of, you know, bending back a little bit to take this photograph.
You know something? The wind swirls around up there and there'd be gusts of wind, and somebody with, say, flowing clothes like that, it wouldn't take much for the wind to grab them.
Like, we were taking photographs, and then I even said to me, like, we were saying to each other, oh, I can't even look anymore, because I'd end up taking a photograph of somebody falling to their death.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
literally that scary to even look at.
Neil Prendeville from 9 a.m.
With Lidl, passionate about choosing the best of Irish.
On 104 to 106 FM.
Regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Safari Survival with Travel Focus, where great service costs nothing extra.
Right, over to line two, and we should have her back on. Aisling O'Donovan, how are you, Ash? Aisling?
Hey, good.
Good, we got you finally.
Yay!
Aisling, you heard the clue. What did you come up with for your guess?
Is it a meerkat?
A meerkat. Animated, all right, and they're fairly cute. And what's the, there's an insurance ad on TV that's meerkats, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There's Meerkat Heaven. Castle? Meerkat
yeah.
Manor.
Meerkat. Good guess, Aisling. But not what we're looking for.
Okie doke.
Okay, thanks, Ash. Thank you. Next, we should have Patsy O'Donovan. How are you, Patsy?
Fine, thank you.
So, your guess, what do you think? A mystery animal?
A monkey.
A monkey. How'd you come up with that?
Curious George, and he's animated.
Curious George, he surely is animated. If you've got kids, he's on every morning on TV. A monkey is the right answer. Patsy, we'll see you Friday at Reardon's. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
That's Patsy, Step Close to South Africa, and you can be too. Today, drive with Dave from 4. Listen out for the next new clip.
12 to 4 p.m. weekdays. Red Hits with Philip Burke. Red FM. Red FM, number one in Cork for traffic at drive time.
Red FM, Cork's hit music station. This is Dave Max Drive with the Mardike Entertainment Complex. Hello, how's it going? How'd you enjoy your five hits in a row? Good? Excellent. Because I've got more cracking tracks on the way for you. That was Mr. Ed Sheeran with Thinking Out Loud before it. Adamski Killer, Codaline Brand New Day, Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, and Katy Perry, Firework. On the way for you, new music from Maroon 5, track called Sugar, Little Meghan Trainor, all about that bass, and an oldie from Wheatus called Teenage Dirtbag. But I want you to listen out for something today.
Snowbombing 2015 with Vodafone Pay As You Go. Cork's hit music station, Red FM.
That, I want you to listen out for that. The next time you hear that, in between two songs, that is your cue to text Red FM, snowbombing, your name and where you're from. 0868 104 106, the usual number stored in your phone. Could be handy. Why? Because we've a trip on the go for you. Not just Safari Survival, no, in this case, snowbombing. An event that happens in the beautiful Meyerhof in Austria, an idyllic alpine setting full of snow and full of music and full of crack. I'll tell you more about that inside 20 minutes. Suffice it to say, that's what you need to listen out for when you hear between two tracks. Get texting to win a trip to Austria. Not today now. We'll be putting you in a final, which will be held at a Vodafone store here in Cork Friday week. But still, it'll be one step closer. A reminder of what you need to listen out for?
Snowbombing 2015 with Vodafone Pay As You Go. Cork's hit music station, Red FM.
Good day, bad day. With The Salon Shop, hair and beauty supplies and training academy, Kinsale Road Business Park and the Bypass Bandon, where it's always a good hair day.
Good day, Hozier. Or at the Grammys, at least. Let's just say he's supposed to have got up close and personal with Taylor Swift, although they're saying they're just friends. Ha! Doesn't fool anyone. Bad day, Kanye. Shirley Manson of the band Garbage has called him small, petty and spoilt after that incident at the Grammys with Beck, where Kanye pretended to go up and interrupt his acceptance of the major award again. Which Beck seemed to take in good spirits, really. He was calling Kanye back. Would have been interesting to hear what Kanye would have said on the mic. Although later he did accuse the singer of disrespecting artistry and said he should have given the award to Beyonce. That's Kanye. That's what he said about Beck. Beck was disrespecting artistry by being the winner. I don't know. Only Kanye knows. Shirley Manson of the band Garbage, who called Kanye small, petty and spoiled, went on to say, P.S. I'm pretty certain Beyonce doesn't need you fighting any battles on her own account. Seems like she's got everything covered pretty well on her own, which, to be fair, is true. Good day for the couple who adopted a parrot. In North Carolina, we're talking. A parrot that reenacts the bitter marriage it watched fall apart. Oh, dear. Apparently, the couple that adopted this parrot are in a safe and secure relationship, so they find it hilarious. But, well, we'll have a little more for you on that later. Bad day for the McDonald's employee who trashed the restaurant after getting fired. Clearly, he wasn't loving it. And finally, bad day, too, for couple of American female tourists kicked out of Cambodia for taking naked selfies at the holy temple that is Angkor Wat. Now, personally, I never hope to darken the door of any prison, but I'll tell you one thing, Cambodia is the last country in the world I'd like to be in a prison.
Taking you home, this is Dave Max Drive.
Turn it up with the Mardyke Entertainment Complex, home to the Woolshed Bar and Grill.
Cork's Red FM.
Marissa O'Brien from Wilton, you are the local legend on Dave Max Drive this evening because you have gone to the trouble to put together a table quiz fundraiser for Pieta House in Nemo Rangers Football Club on the 20th of March. And you've done that because you really believe in the work that Pieta House do. Congrats and kudos to you. You can give us a little more detail on the actual event and the date and the time and all the rest. But what is it about Pieta House and the work they do that means so much to you?
I think it's that most people don't recognise what Pieta House is or what they actually do, not only for the sufferer but for their families as well. They're a great support for their families and it's all voluntary, it's all free. There's counselling for the families. If any person knows of a person suffering depression, it can be just as hard on the families. It can take you down, and without their help for families, you wouldn't know how to deal with it, but they show you.
And that's the sport with Curie's Hyundai, Curie's of Cork, Mallow and Middleton.
Cheers, Fiona.
Cork's weather on Red FM, forecasting a cleaner Cork with Green Star, making your recycling a breeze. Greenstar.ie.
Take it easy out there because there is some light fog around Cork City and County later on tonight. It will become partly cloudy with some light rain showers as well, and temperatures expected to stay in and around 4 degrees. Good evening. It is Shane Bucks with you on Cork's Fresh 50. Ahead of our hottest track for this week, I've got new Charlie XCX, One Republic with Love Runs Out, and we'll start with a track coming from 50 Shades of Grey, which is to be released this coming Friday, Ellie Goulding and Love Me Like You Do. Here we go.
The biggest stars on planet Earth. Yeah.
Cork Red FM.
Hey, this is Lady Gaga.
Hey, what's up? It's me.
Jason Derulo.
We're from Coldplay.
This is Katy Perry.
This is the way it's going down.
It's time for the biggest hit music show in Cork. This is Cork's Fresh 50. For the next 4 hours, you pick every single hit. Cork's Fresh 50 with Shane Bucks.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Red FM.
You're the light now. Red FM, Cork's hit music station. Brand new from Charlie XCX featuring Rita Ora. This is Doing It, along with One Republic, Love Runs Out, and a bit of Ellie Goulding with Love Me Like You Do, getting us underway.
Cork's Red FM.
And good evening. Shane Bucks with you on the way. We got Two Door Cinema Club with Changing of the Seasons. First, though, it is time for Cork's hottest track. And years, are an electronic trio founded over in London. The group have been described as electronic pop, mixing R&B and 90s house elements. They also have Flying Lotus, Diplo and even Radiohead being their core influence. Tonight's track comes from their EP Y and Y. Check it out. Cork's Fresh 50 hottest track. This is King.
This is a repeat broadcast of the Neil Prendeville Show. Please do not text or call. Lines are open weekdays at 9 a.m.
I haven't read the book. Don't even know that. I know that I won't bother going to see the movie. I'm just not into that. It's just not my kind of movie. There's lots of movies that you go to see, but there's lots that you'll miss. Jess says, get over yourself. Have you not read the book? You should. The man was effed up and she rehabilitated him. Well, I don't have to read it now, Jess, because you just gave me the punchline. She says, people are messed up everywhere and it's just that no one writes it down or talks about it. I think 50 Shades of Grey shone a light into the aftermath of child abuse and let survivors know there is a way out. Not quite sure I follow that text, I have to say, but I haven't read the book. Andy in Wales, I wonder, has he? Andy, good morning. A second, just give me 1 second there. Have you read it, Andy?
I read the very first one. After that, I couldn't go any further because it's such poorly written and such a misrepresentation of what BDSM lifestyle can involve.
BDSM.
Yes.
Right. That's what the book is all about, isn't it? Bondage, pain.
Bondage, domination.
Domination.
Masochism.
Masochism. Degradation.
It can involve that, but it's like anything else. There are different people into different levels.
Okay.
I mean, as I was explaining to your researcher, my wife and I met in a local munch, which is a gathering for people who are into this lifestyle.
Now, an local munch to me is a visit to your local McDonald's or
Abracababra. Do you know what? It's not that different. It's just a bunch of guys and girls sat down in a pub somewhere talking about all sorts of things.
That's a munch.
A munch, yeah. And you would have those in any major city. You've probably got them over there in Cork and know nothing about it.
Okay, so what goes on at a munch? You surely do more than just talk. Like, what do you talk about?
We talk about if there's about just general things. It's a normal gathering. However, because of what we're all into with the lifestyle, there invariably you can be discussing anything from rope play to potential partners or anything else.
Hmm.
I think one of the most just things that really was just ridiculous. It was a B&Q, who is a hardware store over there, have now put out a remit for their staff, expecting the sales of rope and things like that to increase after
the movie.
But the thing is, the rope play that we use, it's called Shibari. It's very specialised. You need to be aware of what you're doing with the ties. You need to be safe. You cannot just go tying anyone up if you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
It's dangerous and it's irresponsible.
Yeah. And how is it dangerous?
It's not so much that, but if you've tied somebody up and they panic and they can't get out, that's dangerous. And I think the one thing from reading the first book is not made apparent, and any of your listeners reading this who are into the lifestyle will agree with me. It's called aftercare, and if you have a submissive and she's been sent into what's known as subspace, you need to care for her afterwards. You need to make sure that she's calm, she's looked after, and she's taken care of. You can't just be willy-nilly.
I would have thought that, say, 50 Shades of Grey, although I haven't read it, is more to do with domestic abuse or domestic violence or the degradation of women than anything else.
I think, as I said, I only read the first one, and I really couldn't read anymore because it was, particularly if you look at the timescale, within a matter of days, this character, she's allowing the guy to dictate her entire life to her and everything else, and it's been dressed up as him being charming and rich. However, in the real life in real life, there's no woman on her right mind would consent to that.
Doesn't she ask him to stop having sex?
Word? It's an incredibly poor written thing. The only thing I would suggest to any of your listeners, I mean, particularly in your area, there is a specialist website called FetLife, and on there you could find local groups within your area for joining and for speaking to people within your area. But again, you have to be safe, you have to be consensuous, and it's all about the respect and trust of both sides. By and large, it's a very safe, consensuous, open, trusting community, and people do look out for each other.
Okay. Appreciate you taking my call and holding on as long as you did. Good luck to you. Thanks, Andy.
Have a lovely day. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Take care.
Andy listens online and contributed to us by Facebook to the Red FM Facebook page. We've got calls, texts, and comments after these.